Throughout the pandemic, seniors with Alzheimer's have been some of the most at-risk Oklahomans. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that the measures taken to protect them come at a cost.
Oh, you know, she's loved the opera since she was like 13. We lived in Cleveland, they lived in Cleveland, and we moved to Tulsa in 59, about 6 weeks after I was born. I don't think they've missed a single opera from the Tulsa Opera since then.
That's Tom Gent. He and his brothers have been going to the opera with his mom, Marsu, since they were kids. When she went into memory care, they kept going as an outing.
Tulsa Opera's not even playing now, so I guess she could take a miss this time. I haven't actually touched my mother since April.
Throughout the pandemic, long-term care facilities have had to implement lockdowns. For Alzheimer's and dementia patients like Marsu, the isolation used to protect their physical health can further damage their brain health.
You know, her memory was I guess, pretty bad by then also. She remembered me pretty well, and she remembered, like, her mother's name and I think all of her children, and she even remembered my wife's name. And now she's down to, she can remember my name if you give her enough time. When we talked her into moving in there, she kind of extracted a promise from me that I wouldn't stop visiting her, you know. That was an easy promise for me. Of course I'll come and visit you, yeah. But now I can't. That's kind of heartbreaking.
Mark Fried is the president and CEO of the Oklahoma chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. He says care facilities and even at-home caregivers can be between a rock and a hard place. These patients are some of the highest risk, but they're also the hardest hit by seclusion.
Individuals that are living with Alzheimer's, particularly those in long-term care settings, they're extremely vulnerable to COVID-19. These individuals are older, they live in communal settings, and often they have underlying chronic conditions that put them at a higher risk for the virus. And so with that said, you know, those who contract COVID-19 in these settings, they're at a greater risk of dying.
Protecting those patients comes at a price.
Right now, we're about 17.5% increase in the number of Alzheimer's deaths in 2020 compared to the five-year average. There isn't enough definitive data for me to tell you exactly why that is, but the understanding that we have is isolation plays a huge role in the declining health of those who are in long-term care settings.
These issues have existed all year, but will be particularly challenging for families around the holidays. The Alzheimer's Association put together a resource guide on helping both those with dementia and their families celebrate despite restrictions. Here's the association's family outreach coordinator, Erin Powell.
There's such this stereotype around older folks and technology and that they can't do it. And I have not seen that to be true. A lot of them are rocking it. They're really doing Zoom and they are FaceTime and they're on it. But I think it can be intimidating, the initial hurdle of getting over it. So, you know, having maybe a family member, someone assigned to help with that and making sure they have what they need, you know, that they have the devices that they need that are going to work for them.
Powell says that during these tough times, people need to keep an eye on caregivers, too. She says there are not so obvious ways to help them out. Presents don't necessarily have to come in boxes.
Yeah, well, right now, shoot, I'm looking out my window going and shoveling snow. Could be one. For them, or, you know, raking leaves or yard cleanup or stuff where you're outside, you're not necessarily having that contact, but you can still do something for them to help them know they're, you know, you're thinking of them and you're there for them. And I think those are really cool ideas too.
The organization has a holiday guide that provides resources for support groups, ideas for virtual celebrations, and more. You can find that on our website. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.